وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. آمين. جزاك الله خير الجزاء. حضرت مولانا سليم صاحب for all your duas. May Allah سبحانه وتعالى shower his choicest blessings on you. الحمد لله. الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولا تقولن لشيء إني فاعل ذلك غدا إلا أن يشاء الله. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the innumerable blessings He has showered upon us, which we cherish and enjoy every moment of our lives. We bear witness that there is none worthy of worship besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we bear witness that Sayyidina Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our leader and master, is the final messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Honorable listeners of Markaz Sahaba and Radio Al Ansar International, today we are going to discuss the story of promising to do something tomorrow, delaying and procrastinating in things that we have to really do. One of the things that is mentioned in Surah Kahf also, which highlights this particular aspect, is that if you intend doing anything tomorrow, do not forget to say Insha'Allah. So there was once a man who planted a thorn tree in a well-trodden path. As it grew bigger and stronger, the thorns started injuring those passing by. So the people blamed the planter, but it had no effect on him. So every time he would promise to remove the tree from the path the next day. However, nothing was done about the tree. At last, the matter reached the governor, who also ordered him to uproot the tree. So the planter promised the governor that he would do so the following day, but again he failed to carry out his promise. So the result was that the tree grew and grew until it became very strong and sturdy, with its roots going deep into the ground. Now he was unable to uproot the thorn tree at all. So Mawlana Rumi Rahmatullah says this in a poetic form: the bad tree grew into a strong young tree, while the planter became old and weak. The thorny tree was every day becoming healthier, and the uprooter was becoming weaker daily. O listener, very often you have become grief-stricken over your evil deeds, and very often your evil deeds brought you regret and the desire to repent. So often you have become helpless at the hands of your evil deeds and devastated. Have you become senseless? You have become senseless to an overwhelming degree. O you senseless one, arise and rectify your previous bad habits. Rise, take up an axe and attack like a man, like Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala an, who uprooted the gate of Khaybar. Khaybar was an area in which the Yahud resided, and history speaks of the bravery of Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala an, how he vanquished the Jews, how he took control of the gates and the doors of the Jews in Khaybar. So what is the lesson we learn from here? In this story, Mawlana gives us the advice that a seeker of truth and a seeker of Allah Ta'ala should never postpone for tomorrow the rectification of evil deeds and habits. Never should they say, I will rectify and change my habits tomorrow. And tomorrow comes along, then again they say the same. In this way, Shaitan causes that promise of tomorrow to continue until the time of death arrives. Then the intender will enter the grave without rectification and thus disappointed, and Shaitan will rejoice. I remember a group of youngsters from the family. They went for Hajj many, many years back. And on their return, because of some delays in flights, they had to spend 3 days or so in Istanbul, in Turkey. And a lot of the people there were quite surprised to see them and ask them, "Where are you coming from?" And they replied that we're coming from Hajj. And they said, "At such a young age, you've been going for Hajj, you're going for Hajj? I mean, you should be enjoying yourself, and then when you become much older, then you must go and perform Hajj." And that is why you'll find from these particular countries, I suppose because of the quotas as well, the elderly people go a lot for Hajj and not the young ones. But this was the wrong advice they were giving, because whatever you can do today, don't leave any hope for tomorrow, because you do not know whether you'll be alive tomorrow as well. So just as a thorny tree in the end could not be uprooted by the planter, similarly, the longer a person takes to discard or rectify bad habits, the more difficult it becomes to uproot them. As the days and nights pass, you will become older and weaker, which will make discarding and rectifying of evil habits very difficult. So rise up without any delay in procrastination. Grab an axe of courage and uproot the doors of evil, just like Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala uprooted the gate of Khaybar and threw it away. And just as Ali radiallahu ta'ala was granted great help being in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you also will acquire great help by joining forces with the saints of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the friends of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Hazrat Mawlana Thanwi rahmatullahi says, even these days, no position of wilayat and sainthood is open and unoccupied. Whether it is the rank of Qutb, Ghaus or Abdal, all these ranks even today are filled. These saints whom you look at as being wretched and worthless, after 100 years, they will be looked upon as the Junaid, Rumi, Attar and Shibli of this age. It is foolish to argue like this. Where do you find saintly men today like those in the past? This is a shaitani deception which deprives us of the blessings of these men. Do we find anyone complaining today that for physical ailments, where do we find the Jali Nus? These were our great Hakims of the time, or Socrates, or a Plato. No, we go to the present day doctors for treatment. Similarly, for the treatment and rectification of spiritual or internal illnesses, we should contact the present day followers of the Sunnah, who have been granted permission by the elders to initiate others into the oath of allegiance, that is bay'ah. We should consult them and begin our self-rectification. Furthermore, we should not needlessly delay our rectification. Right? We should try and follow the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the Mubarak Sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and create this connection with the pious people so that we can draw closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to make amal. Ameen. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.